Good morning, or maybe it's just good afternoon, midday on Saturday, third boo in as many days. I don't know what's got into me. But I thought, having just returned from the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield yesterday, watching What I Heard About the World by Third Angel and Mala Voadora, I thought that I might just record a few reflections on what I thought of that work that I saw last night. In fact, I have two kind of main thoughts, one slightly longer than the other, so maybe I'll share the slightly longer one first. I mean, first of all, to say that I liked it very much, and I don't want to apologise for using the word like. I think it's all right to like stuff, actually, and there certainly was a lot to like here. And clearly the R&D for this project, What I've Heard About the World, has been very interesting, and there are many more strings to the bow of this performance than the version that I saw last night. But I'll stick to that, because that's what I actually saw. So first off, I thought this work was edgy. Fucking edgy, actually. But if edgy had sides, I think What I Heard About the World would be on the right side of edgy. I should contextualise that I don't believe I use edgy as a term easily. Indeed, I think that the work, or work that is self-described as edgy, often isn't. Anyway, why is it edgy? Well, essentially the show is a series of conversations about the world, highlighting and drawing attention towards anecdotally distanced recollections of stuff about our world, some odd, terrible, bizarre, and tragic. And although every presented truth in the performance is an actual fact, the context of delivery, the embellishment of what we might call the voice, is set up for some level of interpretation. And I think that this is where the performance works really well. This is where it gets edgy, actually. The voice, the form, the vehicle for delivery is set up in a sort of deliciously subtle way. The voices of others, perhaps, we're thinking as an audience, or surely dramatised, theatricalised, or is this verbatimeralised? And that isn't even a word. Three men in a sort of bachelor pad. Of course, they're getting on a bit for that, perhaps. I say that in my youthful opinion. I won't be thanked for that comment. The performers really got it here, I think. They sort of become good-natured idiots, articulate fools, caring in a way, but suffering from the affliction of distance, both geographically and laterally. A brotherly trio performed just right. And this is no easy environment to perform in. The performers have to navigate playing this whole thing out while simultaneously being within a realistic set, as well as, of course, utilising a necessary acknowledgement of us, the audience. So this work reminds us of stuff in the world, maybe tells us something new, or at least a great story to share with others afterwards. The Greenland story flies to the top of my list on this occasion. But perhaps better than that, for me, this was about being okay. An acknowledgement of our inability to know everything about the world around us. A demonstration that each of us seeks to place ourselves within whatever it is that we do have, whatever it is that we do know. And through a Baudrillardian lens, this is an acknowledgement that fact can be skewed and misrepresented and well presented and just presented. And that is the biggest, fattest fact of them all. My second shorter reflection is this. Basically, it's a live art man behaving badly. Anyway, I thoroughly recommend that you see this performance of What I Heard About the World, and I know that for the time being, the next opportunity for a little while to see it is tonight in Sheffield. Go there, watch it. There, that's it.